Couldn't you? ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien, gracias.
Qué bueno. Doc.
Can you sign this real quick?
Sure. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay, you're awesome.
Okay, you ready, guys?
No, give me this.
Call this meeting to order. Good evening, everybody. Today is April 14th, 2011. This is the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Canapio Independent School District. The time is 6:05 p.m. Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Casas?
Here.
Mr. Coronado?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
All right, I'd like everybody to stand for the presentation of the colors by the Canapio High School NJROTC.
Ready? Cut. Over. Mark. Color guards. Halt. Ready. Post. About. Face. Presents colors.
And if we could have somebody from the Canutillo High School soccer team come up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please. One of you.
Right, so.
Come on, guys.
Captain, here.
The captain.
Captain.
Lead it. You can lead from there.
Right,
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now to the Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. If you'll remain standing for the colors as they exit, please.
Carry colors. Ready. Cut. Right. Face, forward, march, right,
All right, you may be seated. All right, thank you to our color guard for the presentation of the colors. And now we will go on to item 1F, was the reading of the Canotillo Independent School District mission statement. And Ms. Quintana, would you please read that for us?
Yes, sir. Canotillo ISD will provide a quality education to assure that all students graduate on time, are prepared for higher education, or are workforce ready.
Thank you, Ms. Quintana. And now we move on to the next agenda item. Tony?
Item 2A is board recognitions. Mr. Rivelas.
President Coronado, board members, and Dr. Murphy, thank you for this opportunity to allow us to recognize the great work that is happening here in the Canotillo Independent School District. Let me start off by recognizing the color guard that just showed us the great work that's happening in our schools. Could the Board of Trustees and Dr. Murphy please join us down here instead? The color guard at Navy JROTC at the high school is made up of Captain Victor Maldonado, Brian Jordan, Heriberto Basta, and Oscar Aguirre. Their instructor is retired Navy Lieutenant Commander Ronaldo Rosales. Could they please join us up here in the front to be recognized? Someone in the back. No? Well, how about we move on to the next recognition? We'll wait for them to come back. Let me show my shirt. Ladies and gentlemen, it's become a tradition for this board to recognize champions, and each month we do so more and more. This time it's my pleasure to call up to the Canotillo High School Boys Soccer Team. The Canotillo Football Club this year bested all other rivals in District 3-4-A to win the school's first ever district championship. Under the leadership of head coach Ismael Leyva and assistant coach Leandro Treviño, the Eagles went 15-5 to have their best season ever. Could they please join us up here to the board? Because the region's soccer season is not yet over, we still don't know how many of our boys in orange and blue will make all districts and all city honors. We look forward to hearing great news in the near future. We also look forward to many more district championships.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to take pictures so you can huddle up over there.
Get your picture taken.
Yeah, why don't you guys come up front and we'll sit behind. We'll stand behind.
We want you guys right at the front.
Yeah. Right
at the front, so you can take it.
When you get in the ball, we'll get the ball in the middle.
I'm Paul.
Everybody, say go Eagles.
Look who you're standing.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
One, two, three.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles. Another one. One, two, three. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We have the color guard from the Navy Charter to see at the high school here. Let me read out your names again. Would you please just shake hands with the board and as I read your name? The color guard is comprised of Captain Victor Maldonado and members Brian Jordan, Heriberto Abasta, and Oscar Aguirre. Their instructor is retired Navy Lieutenant Commander Ronaldo Rosales.
Sure.
Maybe the short one should be in the front, the tall one should be in the back.
There you go.
Your tippy toes, Rachel.
All right, Mr. Cut, I will need you to cut a tippy toe.
Is that a short?
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all there is.
Can I get you a little box?
Very suitcase.
All right. Thank you, Gustavo and administration, for that presentation. It's really great to, and you know, just first ever soccer district championship for us, right?
No.
Isn't it?
Not a district.
Right? No?
I don't know. I apologize.
It is.
It is, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Many more to come, guys. Many more to come. Just raise your hands. How many of you are seniors?
Oh.
Most of you. That's all right. Yeah. But you guys, behind you, got a great group, I know you guys, right? How many are juniors?
Sophomores?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate the effort that you put out for your school, and we thank you for participating and making us proud. All right, thank you guys, and we wish you well in your future. All right, thank you. I don't know. Yes,
Mr. Chair, I was wondering if any of these young men got a scholarship for their ball playing.
I got one for
Go ahead.
Allegheny University in Pennsylvania.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Good job. I wish more of that to come in the future, too, for y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Very proud.
Thank you, Ms. Searles. All right. That concludes this item. And I guess kind of along those lines that we want to wish, it's not on the agenda item, but we kind of want to wish happy birthday to two of the people that sit up here with us. Actually, today is the actual birthday of our superintendent, is it not?
Tomorrow.
Okay. I'm making you older by a day. But happy birthday, Doc. We wish you well.
Happy birthday.
And the other person is the been in with the district forever and now is a member of the school board, Patsy. Happy birthday to you. She was 39 this past Tuesday. Happy birthday, Patsy.
You were
39 this past Tuesday.
I want you to know, Sergio, that I know that I'm the oldest, but I'm the best looking.
You don't look a day over 26, Patsy. All right, anyways, happy birthday to both of you, to our team of eight.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Patsy and Dr. Murphy. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Guys, the next item that we have is the superintendent comments. I'd like to go ahead and have the superintendent comments done, and then after that, I'd like to see if the board would be willing to move up agenda item 7 and 8 so that we can take care of the issue. I know people are waiting. Sure, we can do super item 3 and 4. And with the board's consent, we can take up those agenda items. Okay.
So
So we would do number three and number four, and then break.
Yes, and then break for executive session. Yes. All right. Okay, with that, with the consent of the board, Tony.
Item three, superintendent's comments, Dr. Murphy.
President Coronado, board members, audience members, thank you so much for being here this evening. I appreciate the birthday wishes, and Patsy, happy birthday to you. For a long time, my birthday's always been tax day, but this year there was an exception, so it's not tax day this year. Kind of different. We're very proud to report that we had a stellar tax week last week. A lot of our students were testing, as were they across the state, mainly our 5th and 8th grade in the elementary and middle school grades. They took the math and the reading tests, very important exams for them, not only just to do well on, but to move forward into their next grades, the transition grades into middle school and to high school. We have no problems to report in excellent administration. I appreciate Mr. Warren, who's in the back there, who is quickly becoming our true tax guru. And thank you, Mr. Warren, all the principals and the staff members, the parents for preparing their students, and of course for our wonderful kids and the great work that they did. We now have our big tax week, the huge tax week of the year, which is always the last week of April, and it begins on Tuesday, April 26th. So that's in about a week and a half, when we have the full week of tax for all students. And that'll be our last full week this year. Very proud to announce an award that we won from the State Comptroller's Office. Last week we were awarded a Silver Merit Award for financial transparency for reporting our finances, mainly online through our website and also through our procedures. The Comptroller did a sweep of Region 19 and took a look at all of the stuff that we had on our website along with some of the other districts in the area, and we wound up with a Silver Merit Award for financial transparency. I think that's just fantastic. We're highlighting that on the front page of our website along with all the financial stuff, and I think it just is another, you know, another point of light that shows how much we're moving forward and being transparent and accountable to our community and to our parents and to just the El Paso region at large. And I want to thank especially our business services department and all that they do to really help us get a big piece of that award. The last thing, of course, is Decision Canyon TO 2011. This is the last board meeting before the vote. And I want to let you know that we are out and about on an information campaign. Last night I spoke at Border Interfaith in front of about 250 or so people. We had a lot of people in the audience that were there as well, and I appreciate their good attendance. I think we did very well. Tuesday night we were at Garcia Elementary presenting to about 70 parents that came to Garcia, and this Saturday we will be in Vinton, and Vinton and Westway doing a walk to meet the good folks at Benton and Westway to talk about the items that are going forward in Decision Canyon TO 2011. And early voting starts May 2nd, and of course we have early voting at Benton in the fire station, at Canyon TO Elementary, and right here in the boardroom. And we look forward to this as we move forward. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, President. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Doc. All right. That takes care of any, if the board has any comments, questions for Dr. Murphy and his superintendent comments. All right, so hearing none, then we move on to the next agenda item. Tony?
That is item four, open forum, and we have one individual signed up to speak, Mr. Jaime Vela.
Mr. Vela, come on up here. Yes, if you'll come over to the microphone at the podium, please.
Okay. Windy days like today make my asthma really act up, so if you don't mind heavy breathing in between my comments, I'm going to apologize ahead of that. I don't want to see any educators lose their jobs. I don't want to see any vital programs cut. And we don't want to continue to see our children go to schools that are out of ADA compliance and in need of maintenance. Because of that, a group of us have formed a political action committee to help educate the public on the propositions that are going to be up for consideration in May. Over the next few days, you're going to see us start peppering the community with signs and banners and flyers that talk about how the community can help you preserve jobs, preserve the buildings, and preserve the programs by being in support of these propositions. It's a small group of us. My understanding is that there haven't been any political action committees in the Canutillo area. We are in support of the children that attend our schools. And so I wanted to just update you on what we are doing, what our progress has been. It's been a very high learning curve, but I would expect that to happen since we are supporting an educational organization like Canutillo ISD. And we hope to have some success come May. I'm available. I will tell you that I did submit a campaign finance report today as was required, and it was filed with your secretary. So in there lists all of our endeavors so far. But thank you very much for giving me the time, and good luck in May to all of us.
Thank you, Mr. Vela. We really appreciate those comments from you. All right, Patsy? Is that it? I mean, Tony? Patsy.
Yes, sir.
For all of you who don't know, Patsy used to sit with her there for, I don't know how many years. 2 years. She's only 26.
She started when she was 8 years old.
Yeah. All right. Tony.
That'll take you to executive session, item number 7, and the time is now 6:25 p.m. The meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code, sections 551071, 551074, and 551082 for consultation with attorney, and to discuss personnel matters, renewal of continuing term and probationary contract teachers eligible to become term contract teachers, and other certified professionals for 2011-12 school year, and renewal or non-renewal of probationary contract teachers for another year of probationary contract status for the 2011-12 school year.
That was 6:25?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Tony.
The board will be in executive session.